Welcome back, everyone, for this week's episode of Booking the Territories Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast. This is Smoky Mountain Wrestling, episode number 97 from December 4th, 1993. Steamrolling right along. Last week, we were basically in the midst of Thanksgiving Thunder, and this week we're going to be recapping some Thanksgiving Thunder. So this is the Thanksgiving Thunder recap show. We know how Doc loves recap shows, right, Doc? Right, Doc?
Oh, 10-4, good buddy.
Never mind.
No. Here's the thing. I like recaps of the big shows, so I like seeing things that happened at the big shows. But yeah, we'll get into it.
All right. Well, we don't have any demographics since we're not technically in a new venue yet.
Well, if you listen to my good buddy Phil Allen, he'll just say no black people.
Okay.
I think he's trying to call my numbers into question.
Well, Les does say that we're actually in Johnson City right now. Johnson City was the last stop of the Thanksgiving Thunder tour, by the way. But
so if we're in Johnson City, you know there's lots of slaves and former slaves and slave
That's
owners
nice.
There.
You just got to be an asshole all the time, huh?
I didn't say I wanted some slaves. I just told you what was going on, what had gone on there.
This is 1993, you dumbass. Okay. Anyway, hey, I got to say something real quick. I don't know if it's the goddamn virtual soundboard that I work with here or what, but if you're hearing a popping audio, it's a free show. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I've been dealing with this issue for like, I don't know, about a week now, and I just ain't had time to troubleshoot it. So there it is. Don't get frustrated. The shows are free, and there's that. So, all right, we'll keep moving.
Well, that's what happens when you call an associate in to do anything.
I'm not an associate, you fucking idiot. Fuck you.
He's an administrative assistant.
It's all he is. No. He is the help.
All right. Yeah. So this is episode 97 from December 4th, 1993. And let's just jump into things. At the very top of the show, Dutch and Les Thatcher are interrupted by none other than the Sinister Minister James Mitchell, or as we know him in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, Darrell Van Horn. So let's
our good friend.
Yeah.
Darrell Van Horn. Let's tell the people about that, man. That scumbag is down with us. And and I say that with all the trappings of friendship and warm tidings, because he's reached out to the show here, hadn't he, Mike?
Yeah. He basically said a friend told him about the show. So if you're listening to this and you're that friend of his that told him about the Smoky Mountain show, we greatly thank you for telling Mr. Van Horn, a.k.a. James Mitchell, about the show. But he told me he's a fan and he's enjoying it. And, yeah, we'll see if we can maybe get him on at some point. I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe we could all get together sometime and bob for apples in a colostomy bag.
Bob for apples in a colostomy bag? Or
sit around and huff Monistat and drink malt liquor.
Well, you know, he's probably going to have to put the Jezebels to the side for a little while so he could do the show. Never, ever
put the Jezebels to the side.
Let me tell you a real quick story before I hit play on his first promo. I was listening to the very first promo he did on this show this week, and I was listening to our response to it, and Doc's exact words were, "That son of a bitch is one of the dirtiest son of a bitches, and I mean that in the most respectful way possible."
Oh yeah, you don't have words like that spill out of your mouth without knowing from whence you speak. So, tip of the condom to Mr. Mitchell there, pal.
There you go. All right, well, let's go and listen to the opening of this week's show with Les and Dutch, and then interrupted by Mr. Van Horn. Here it is.
Fans, to a special edition of Smoky Mountain Wrestling. I'm Les Thatcher. Along with me, be calling action today will be Dutch Mantell. We've got a great array of great matches. It's the second annual Thanksgiving Thunder Tour. That's right. We're in Johnson City's Freedom Hall. Right. And, of course, today's lineup, many great matches. Yeah. News about two of the great matches already signed for the Christmas Chaos Tour. Tape footage from last week, including Tracy Smothers, Brian Lee, and the Dirty White Boy, among others. And a special announcement, Boston Gardens, the Survivor Series. It was the Heavenly Bodies in a controversial win defeating the Rock and Roll Express for the Smoky Mountain Tag Team.
Let's say one thing about it. As soon as we can get those tightwads up there in Stamford, Connecticut to release some footage, we're going to see the most glorious time ever in Smoky Mountain history when we see the Heavenly Bodies regain and retake those Smoky Mountain belts from the Rock and Roll Express. It was a great day for me and Jim
Cornette. I'll tell you what, Dirty Dutch, I want to let everybody know something. The entire world has been talking about the debut of my Egyptian Prince, Prince Karras, the man who's going to change the face of professional wrestling as we know it. He's here at the second annual Thanksgiving Thunder Tour. Tim Horner, you're going to be finished. You're going to be nothing more than a used Kleenex in the peep show booth of life. Your career is ended. Prince Karras is changing the face of wrestling as we know it.
Well, we're going to the closing moments of the Turkey title match with Chris Candido and Bobby Blaze.
Well,
so
Hopper, so you laughed. Go ahead.
What?
Hopper laughed. So go ahead. Yeah.
That was fucking hilarious. I mean, just picture that. You're a used Kleenex in a peep show of life. How fucking gross is that?
That's pretty damn sick,
It does create quite a visual, though.
God, doesn't it? You get pictures of those little shitty little like phone booth things, a little fucking little beaten off, and then he just
puddle of cum over in the corner.
And that's him.
That's disgusting, dude.
That's him.
Go ahead, Doc.
Who do you think is more disinterested in Daryl? I'll use as Daryl Van Horn, Bob Caudle, or Les Thatcher?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That is a real good question. I ain't got a clue, bro.
Les Knows sold him like a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, Bob was Les would kind of be like whatever, but Bob was kind of appalled by it, if you remember. Right. He's like, who is this? Like, he was just at a loss for words. Les is kind of like, you fucking scumbucket.
And I get the sense Dutch is over there going, that's pretty good. I should write that down.
Ugh.
Jesus. That Kleenex comment. Ugh. All right. We will get to Van Horn hyping up his wrestler shortly, so let's keep going. I'm just going to pick up. So they lead us into this turkey title match between Bobby Blaze versus Chris Candido. I'm going to pick up from the spot where Candido power bombs Bobby from the top rope, but doesn't go for the pin. Les and Dutch were great on commentary asking why Candido didn't go for the pin. Candido actually initially wins the match by using the ropes, and I'm going to play a soundbite in a second, but I wanted to ask Doc, you first. Do you have anything from that?
From the match, or are we going to the after extracurricular
match first, and then I'm gonna play Sandy Scott's.
That's a hell of a move for 1993 for him to not go for the pin.
That was insane, is what it was. It really was. That was nutso. That was batshit crazy, dude. To do that in that time frame, Jesus Christ, Hopper. What did you have for Miss?
I'm thinking, man, this is a real modern match for 1993, man. This is I wish we could see the whole thing,
dude. Here's the other part. This is just one of four of these, dude.
Right,
they got a tour.
So I'm sure it's out there on tape somewhere. I know Tommy Noe sent me the 1994 Thanksgiving Thunder tour, so I got that. But
me and my friends,
I don't have.
Thanks
93.
For sharing.
What a dick.
Thanks for sharing more, Doc.
Well, you know, Harper and I like this promotion, too.
I know.
What do you want me to share?
The match. The match is
Joe.
They're on YouTube.
Hey, I tell you what. We'll let
Anything else you want to say while we're at it? I put them on YouTube. What else you want
to
know?
I do have something to say. We'll forgive you.
Yeah, you got caught in your own shit because you ain't got time to even take notes for the goddamn show, and you complain about all the wrestling you want to watch. But when you say, thanks for sharing, fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Okay, pal.
All right.
I'll forgive you of that if you work on this clicking noise, because now I can hear it, and that shit's annoying. We should just close down shop until you can get this.
Yeah, book it, bitch. Fix this shit.
I don't know what it is, dude. I really don't.
You're a fucking clue. Used tissue in the peep show alive.
Well, it's a free show. Nobody's paying for this.
Not for the peep show of a podcast.
That's great. I'm sorry. Are y'all ready to keep going?
I think this mummy's got us all a little angry at everybody, each other.
Yeah.
All right, let's play. We got to play a soundbite right here from Bobby and Chris. I do agree, or from not Bobby and Chris, from Sandy Scott. I do agree that that move in 1993 was holy shit moment. I know. Goddamn. So here we go. Let's listen to what Sandy Scott has to say after the way Chris Candido just won.
Candido, hold on.
Wait a minute. Sandy Scott, an official of Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
You were holding the rope. I see it on the rope.
Wait a minute. There you have it. We've got action. Sandy Scott has reversed the decision. The match will continue. Wait a minute. Candido Pearl Harboring him. Well, the match has started.
Pearl harbored him.
Candido took. Legally, he has the right. The bell rang. The match has started.
Dude,
again,
he's Chris dousing Candido Bobby with that syrup.
Has nailed Bobby Blaze.
At least they were smart enough to put a tarp down.
Yeah, really.
Candido now asking a referee to give him the pillow. He yanks it back from Mark Curtis, and the match is continued. And some feathers in Mark Curtis's face for his trouble. Bobby Blaze,
not the feathers.
Bobby's
got, and he's being caught in feathers right here in the middle of the ring.
Like a big turkey.
And
Jesus
feathers are
Christ.
Everywhere. And what I want
oh,
to understand
God,
is
what a mess
him,
that is.
What gives him the authority to cut? And he's made his way back.
You're fighting $1,000 and the
Bobby Blaze has been subjected to this humiliation. Chris Candido has been fined $1,000 by Commissioner Sandy Scott. And I'll tell you what, Dutch, young Bobby Blaze has shown his mettle.
All right, Doc, any thoughts on what we saw right there?
You're fined $1,000. That's all right, I'm fucking Tammy. That don't mean nothing, everybody's fucking Tammy.
Whoa!
What?
Jesus Christ! God damn, Doc.
Allegedly.
That's nice.
Thank you for throwing in an allegedly. Allegedly.
I was just
there.
Playing out possible scenarios of how that might have worked.
God
I was doing some fantasy booking.
Fuck, man. Come on. Jesus Christ. All right. Harper, anything from you on that?
Well, they popped when he said, you can find $1,000.
Dude, they came unglued.
Yeah. I mean, imagine doing that now. No one would even be like, what? Huh? Go home, man.
Nah, I bet you in that same part of the country, that's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
Doc, go ahead and look it up on the fly, how much $1,093 was.
All right, hold on a second. Keep going.
I mean, damn, man, that'd be a nice little chunk of change.
Well, think about it. If your median income is like $24,000 a year, that's not an insignificant amount of money.
That's a big chunk of change, dude. So, all right, I'll keep going. So, up next, they recap the Dirty White Boy and Tracy Smothers stare down from last week. Nothing new, but it was still a great stare down that we talked about. Harper, you weren't on with us. Did you think that stare down was a pretty cool thing to do where Tracy basically still doesn't trust him?
I loved how everyone thinks they're going to shake hands and be together, and it didn't happen. They're still milking that shit. I like that.
And I'm going to say this again in a second, but I agree with Tracy. Why would he trust him?
Exactly. What the fuck would I trust you for, motherfucker?
Right, you screwed me over all these times, so there it is.
You burnt the damn flag, you fucked me over, fuck you.
Your manager got out his wheelchair, hit me with the belt, busted me open. No, I don't trust you, screw you. So with all that said, as Doc's looking up how much $1,000 was in 93, we'll get back to
$1,725.57.
That's still a nice chunk of change in today's money. I'll take that. All right, we'll go to Tracy Smothers now as he responds to the stare down and making peace with the Dirty White Boy, or potentially making peace with the Dirty White Boy. Here it is.
Hi, wrestling fans. I'm Brian Matthews for Smoky Mountain Wrestling. We've just caught up with the wild-eyed Southern boy, Tracy Smothers, here in the locker room at a Smoky Mountain Wrestling event. Tracy, I know the question on my mind, and a lot of the fans' minds are, when are you going to make peace, Tracy, with the dirty white boy?
Well, that's a good question. I've been asking myself kind of that here lately, too. Before I answer that question, I'd like to say one thing. Two of the toughest feuds I've ever had in my life have been with Primetime Brian Lee and the Dirty White Boy. I mean, man, things ain't look good lately for the home team. You know, I've come up a little short in my quest to get the Smoky Mountain heavyweight title back, and a little bit down, you know. And, you know, I know right now that the Dirty White Boy's got a lot of friends. He's got a lot of fans on his side. And, man, he's done so many things to me over the past few months. And it's awful hard. There's a lot of water under the bridge, and it's hard to accept him as an ally, as a friend, as anything. But I can say one thing. White boy, I don't want your help. I don't need your help. I don't trust you because I have no reason to trust you. It's as simple as that.
Well, I think Tracy's spot on the money right there. Doc, what did you have?
He's sticking to his guns, man.
Mm-hmm.
How do you blame him, dude? No,
yeah.
he ain't seen enough to change his mind. You people might have seen something, but I ain't seen enough.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hopper, thoughts from you?
Yeah, fuck that. He's been bit by that dog once before. I don't fucking trust him.
I'd have to agree. It's good storytelling because it's real. When someone screws you over in real life and trust is broken, almost nothing's going to make you forgive a person. So, you know, Tracy doesn't trust Dirty White Boy. You can't freaking blame him. That's how it is.
It also shows some nuance and complexity to the character that he seems a little conflicted, but he's sticking to his guns. It's not just, you know, there's something there.
Well, if you're a babyface, you should also be thankful when someone helps you, and, you know, because, you know, you're that good guy and, you know, Stars and Bars, Tracy Smothers of the Smoky Mountains.
And
Dirty White Boy did help him, and it's kind of like, yeah, he might have helped me, but I still don't trust him. And so he's conflicted, and Doc's got a great point. All right. So they go from that, though, to the Dirty White Boy, and they let's just hear what the Dirty White Boy's got to say now.
Because of the confrontation you've just witnessed, a special match has been signed for Christmas Chaos. It will be a triple threat match for the Smoky Mountain heavyweight title. Involved will be Primetime Brian Lee, Tracy Smothers, and a gentleman with me now, the Dirty White Boy. White Boy, the way this match goes, all three men in the ring at the same time, as you get beat, you get eliminated. Now, it's a tough confrontation. It's going to be a tough match. And I know over the last few months you've suffered the normal physical abuse that every wrestler does, but then there's been a lot of psychological pressure on you as well.
Well, you know, I do wish that Ron Wright was at ringside with me for this, but he's still recovering. And Ron, I hope you get better. I'll give you a call after a while. But you know, this is the first time in my life I've ever been in any type of match like this, and I know that I'm going in with not a friend in the world. There's not going to be one friend in that ring. Tracy Smothers comes up and says, I don't like the Dirty White Boy for what all he's done. Well, I expect that out of you, Tracy, and I'm not begging anybody to be my friend. But the main person that I want to get my hands on in that ring is Primetime Brian Lee. I can't stand your stinking guts, punk. So what's going to happen is, if I beat Primetime Brian Lee, it's not over with yet. Mm-mm, it's not over with. I've got to go, and then I've got to pin Tracy Smothers to become the Smoky Mountain heavyweight champion.
So they're coming at you from both angles.
Both ends, both angles, forward, sideways, backwards, any way you want. All I've got to say, tough guys, Tracy and Primetime, you bring it on down, because what's going to happen is I plan on beating both of you and walking out the Smoky Mountain heavyweight champion and Miss Tammy Fetch. If you think for one minute that you're going to interfere in a match, just take a look across the ring, because a dirty white girl will be ringside.
Three tough competitors, the prize, the Smoky Mountain heavyweight title.
Okay, Doc, thoughts on White Boy right there?
Did he call her Miss Fetch?
Yeah, I don't know if that was a mistake or trying to make her sound like a dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's my take on this. Triple threat matches suck.
Not always, but...
Most of the time, pal.
Nah, not always.
Most of the time. I didn't say always. I said most of the time.
Harper, what'd you have from it?
I'm glad he explained where Ron White was, because I was wondering, where the hell is he?
Well...
He's gone.
he's not completely gone, but he's not going to be in the capacity that he's been the last basically year and a half, almost 2 years now.
Oh, shit.
Things are changing.
Yeah, things are changing, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
He was such a... Jesus, Lord. Where would Smokey... That's an offline discussion patron episode. Where the hell would Smokey Mountain Wrestling be without Ron Wright?
An integral part of the promotion since its infancy.
Good God, that dude set the hook on me on episode one when he hit that. I'm just a poor old feeble old man looking for a wrestler. Take me to the top of the Smoky Mountain Wrestling Empire so I can get my hip and knee implant and cataracts done. He had me from day one. But all right, so let's keep going. Anything else, Harper, from Dirty White Boy right there?
I just, man, a triple threat match.
See?
Well, I mean, they're not my favorite. They definitely weren't my favorite to be in. But from a point of the storyline, I think they've done it well because these three have kind of been, they've been involved together in some way, shape, or fashion for like 2 months now.
Yeah.
So you can't really avoid, I don't know how you do it without the triple threat at this point. I can't see what else you would do. They're tied together in this angle. I mean, Primetime Brian Lee, this whole thing with him and Tammy and drugging freaking Ron, and now Ron's in the hospital. And then you got Smothers involved with Primetime Brian Lee and all the bad blood they have. And then, you know, of course, Dirty White Boy's pissed off with Brian Lee. I don't know. This is what they had to do. All right, well, the moment of truth is here. We're going to keep going. We got I will say this. I want to play Daryl Van Horn right here as he introduces his Prince Karras, because he calls the Smoky Mountain people, calls Tim Horner dumber than a bucket of coal. Here it is.
Wanted ringside by Daryl Van Horn, and I'm sure he have a lot of things to say.
Tim Horner, I gave you the opportunity on television to back out of this match before your career was ended. I told you you would not come out of this in one piece, but no, you had to be a hot dog. You had to be a hero and show up here at Thanksgiving in London. Well, Tim Horner, to put it in words, that these inbred Tennessee cornholing fans of yours might understand,
what?
You are dumber than a bucket of coal. I told you, hillbillies, that I attended the University of Cairo. I told you that while there I studied archaeology, hieroglyphics, necrophilia, and a host of other pleasures. And it was there that I assembled a group of men to cross the Nile into the Valley of the Kings, across the Isle of Souls. It was there that we entered the tomb. The Tanis leaves were burned. The incantations were read. We consumed the sacred scarab beetle. We opened the crypt and removed the papyrus from which I read, Oyanaseilamo.
Jesus Christ! Now he's speaking in tongues. Harper, you go first.
I was wondering if he's speaking real Arabic.
I'm no Arabic expert, so I have no clue, but I think he's speaking in tongues.
Yeah. I just can't wait to see this fucking mummy. Then it's
God.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, boy. So any other thoughts on at least Daryl Van Horn's portion right there, Harper?
Yeah, I mean, the bucket of coal thing fits in perfectly with these people.
Doc?
He called them cornholers, too, and that was back before we had a beanbag toss game called Cornhole. So he was calling them buttfuckers.
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
That's nice.
And I gotta imagine two things.
What's
speaking
that?
Of, speaking Egyptian was a heel move in that part of the world.
Yeah.
And still would be. And there had to be people, the question marks over people's heads had to be just everywhere.
Yeah, like, what the hell? What is this shit?
Right.
Okay. So Tim Horner is about to take on Prince Karras. Doc, I'll just throw it at you. What do you think?
My first thought upon rewatching this for the first time in about 2 years was, what in the shit is this shit?
So what you're saying is Corny did pin me, pay me on this one.
He had to. So the deal is, just in case anybody doesn't know, is that Rick Rubin wanted a damn mummy. So the boss wanted something. Corny had to give it to him. So
yeah.
Out walks this terrible paper mache looking wrapped up in baby powder and toilet paper and nonsense mummy that can't move. They bill him at 7 feet. He's barely looking down on Horner at 6. He's maybe 6'3".
I'd give him 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, I give him about, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I hear you. I mean, he's not 7 feet.
And he ain't close.
Harper, your thoughts on this?
I like the powder when he hits him in a powder because it makes him look like he's just old.
But he needs some lotion, pal.
Here's the problem with that. And this happened on an indie show I was on once where someone took a guitar and basically blasted it over someone else's head. And they filled the sumbitch with baby powder. Well, to give it that effect. Well, when the goddamn guitar hits the freaking explodes on the guy's head, baby powder goes flying everywhere. And I was out there. You could hear the people say, holy shit, it was filled with baby powder. So the baby powder thing, if it's something that doesn't smell like baby powder, I guess it's good. If it's like, you know, doesn't have a scent, I bet it would be all right. But if it's like truly baby powder, you could smell it. It makes it pointless. But you're right. It was kind of cool that when Horner hit him, the powder goes everywhere. And, you know, here's the thing. I don't know if I kind of feel for Horner on this one. The mummy wins with a shot to the shoulder of Horner and knocks Horner out. Then he's choking out Horner after the bell. The shit show security tries to help Horner. Dirty White Boy.
At first, I thought that was the medical team.
Yeah, well, it was their security and medical team. If you remember how they tried to carry Ron right out,
like my asshole.
Let's carry you right past. Let's carry you on a tarp right past your wheelchair.
I think Harper said it best. Harper's like, they're dragging this poor bastard out the ring in a fucking wheelchair. They're rolling it behind him as these assholes try to carry poor Ron right out. It was so stupid. So they, but the security hits the ring. Dirty White Boy finally hits the ring with a chair. The fans do go, I'll say this, the fans went nuts when White Boy hit the ring, didn't they, Harper?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yes, they did.
Opt.
Yep.
They came unglued, bro. It was like, holy shit. It was like their Hulk Hogan had showed up.
Can I come back?
It's like when Nikita turned face. We saw him with fucking Dusty for the first time.
Yeah. It went nuts.
Flair. Yeah.
It was kind of crazy, man. I don't want to say it was a surprise, but yeah, they went nuts, bro. They were very happy to see their hero come in and take care of business and hit the mummy with a chair. All right.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Doc. Go ahead.
Love to hear here would be Dutch and Les doing shoot commentary on this instead of
the work commentary?
Yes.
Can you imagine?
I was just wondering what they were thinking as this was unfolding. Because the other thing here is, and I wonder how much of this has worked, like, how much of this was kept a secret?
Well, here was the thing. I'm glad you said that because actually yesterday I had sent Bobby a message, Bobby Blaze, to ask him, Harper, I don't know what the hell you just messaged me, but I'm not about to hit play. Is this strippers fucking praying before going out there to shake their ass?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Please keep us safe on the pole, dear Lord.
Good Lord, have mercy, Almighty God. Oh boy. So what was I about to say?
You messaged Bobby.
Oh, I messaged Bobby because I was like, Bobby was there. Let me see what he saw. And he said he was tied up, but he was going to get back to me. So I wanted to, like, I really want to hear what, like, Bobby thought. Because you got to remember, if this is the last night of the tour, they had already seen it. I mean, you can only kayfabe it one time.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know. But I'd love to know what the boys in the back, they're like, look at this, some bitch. What the fuck is this?
And it's like, I remember when this first started, when Cornette's like, yeah, we don't do that dumb cartoon stuff and with clowns and yada, yada, yada. And there's this, you know, mommy.
He ate the pin on this one. I mean, he did pin me, pay me.
Everybody has a boss sometime.
Yeah.
Rick, my note there is Rick Rubin is a wrestling idiot.
Wow, that's nice, Doc.
Fuck him.
Okay.
Horner was the perfect person to be subjected to this. can you imagine them, like, he thinks he's about to get a run with prime time for the strap, and they come in and tell him he's going to get beat by a mummy.
Well, he's gone right after this though, Doc, isn't he? I mean, he comes back for a promo next week, but
yeah.
So the thing was, I think the story from Corny on this, and it's been a while since I heard him talk about it, I think the story was he needed time off or something, or he wanted time off, or his wife wanted him to have time off. Some shit. I can't remember exactly, so, you know, bear with me. And this was a way to get to write him off of TV for a while.
I know. You're not telling me things I don't know. It's
just funny, though, to think about that.
There were a whole bunch of people that popped when Dirty White Boy came out. But for me, if I had any Tracy Smothers, like, reservations about him being a good guy, him coming out and ending that mummy match put him all to bed for me. That boy's a white meat baby face now. That was his best move in months. This is just awful on every level. It's sad because Smoky Mountain is Smoky Mountain is so awesome, but this is just, you know, there's a couple of things in 95, but this is probably a low water mark here in terms of this angle. Not the whole show, but the angle.
Yeah.
Totally agree. It's the mummy.
I'm not saying anything out of turn. Corny would tell you the same thing.
Yeah, he does. I agree with Harper. I like the powder. Harper, did you see when White Boy hit him with the chair and the powder was all over the chair?
Yeah.
You can see the powder on it. All right. Any other thoughts, Harper, on the mummy?
No, let's move
on.
Hey,
who would have thought that the guy working with Tim Horner would have won the Tim Horner Award?
Yeah, the mummy wins the Tim Horner Award. We will keep going. We go to Down and Dirty with Dutch, Jim Cornette, and the Heavenly Bodies. But first, we hear from Mike Furness. He has something to say after they replayed last week's attack. If you need to know about the attack from last week, go listen to the last part of the show or go watch it on the Facebook page. I'm sorry, the YouTube channel. And good Lord have mercy, Mike Furness, I was just like, go down and sell. So, Harper, you weren't here. Did you, it was a replay for us, but it was new for you. Did you see how he just wouldn't go down?
Who did he attack?
Mike Furness, when Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies attacked.
Oh my God, that guy.
What the
fuck, bro?
Now he's going to come out and cut a promo that makes him seem autistic.
Jesus
Christ.
Dude. Let's play the promo. Here it is.
Hi, fans. I'm Brian Matthews for Smoky Mountain Wrestling, and we're here with Mike Furness. Mike's good to see you again. And I know that you had an altercation recently with Jim Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies, and we got together here because I know you had some comments about that.
That's true. We did have an altercation, and I've got a couple problems.
First
problem I have is that I am not a professional wrestler.
No shit.
I've been training in the ring for about 3 weeks in the area here. And the second problem I got with it is the biggest one, is the fact that they come down there in two, three, if you count Jim Cornette. I may not be able to wrestle, but I can fight. And when news like that gets out, my aunt has called my brother. I don't run to anybody for help, but he's darn sure there when you need him. And he calls me right straight back and says, You name a place, we'll get the job done. They've done that. Christmas Chaos and the Heavenly Bodies and Jim Cornette are going to find out what it's like to be pushing around on the wrong people. Doug Furness and Mike Furness, they don't take that line down.
Dude, he looks like Denny Brown on Saturday night after Denny Brown had a bowl.
Yeah, this guy looks like shit, man.
Hey, look. Hey, look, everybody. The building's on fire over there.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get up and get some water to put it out. Is that guy over there fucking my wife?
Damn, Doc. That's stiff, bro.
Tennessee.
What an interesting turn of events.
That's stiff, bro.
He's just got no affect whatsoever. He is devoid of personality.
He looks like the guy that's like just kind of walking into the fucking Circle K and hey, get a pack of Marlboro Lights. All right, man, thanks.
Dude, he's got the personality of a wall, bro.
It's his look.
Yeah, he looks bored to tears.
He looks like a bum.
No, it's not just that, dude. He reminds me of Denny Brown on those Saturday night episodes when Denny was cutting a promo where it looks like he just freaking didn't do a line of cocaine because the cocaine amps you up.
Yeah.
It looks like he smoked a fucking bowl of fucking, you know, the world's finest weed.
He's like the wrestling version of that donkey from fucking Winnie the Pooh, bro. That's what he looks like.
Doc.
He's just well, like.
I found something here.
Oh boy, what's that?
They were from Oklahoma, the Furnaces, and on 2013, it's Miami, but they don't pronounce it that way. Up in Oklahoma, it's in northeastern Oklahoma, northeast of Tulsa. It says Miami, Oklahoma. Hold on. Is truly blessed to have our new animal control officer, Mike Furness.
Oh, my God.
That's his job now? Doc?
What is it?
Oh, my. Okay.
Well, that's what it. Wow.
Oh, so boy.
He chases after, like, raccoons digging in the garbage and shit like that?
Seems appropriate.
It's better than him fucking wrestling, that's for damn sure.
Harper said he reminds him of the donkey on Winnie the Pooh.
It is. I said this a while back. He stands there like Eeyore. Slumped shoulder, just all depressed and sad and beaten down.
Jesus Christ.
You think Mike Furness has five wives standing there like that with the slumped shoulders and beaten down.
Because he's so beat to shit. Right. Oh, Jesus Christ.
One woman couldn't do that much damage.
It took five. Okay, we'll keep going on down and dirty now with Dutch, because now we've got Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies out here, so here they are.
Joining me on this special edition of Down and Dirty with Dutch, Jim Cornette and the Heavenly
Jimmy
Bodies.
Jimmy Del Rey, dude.
Smoky Mountain Heavyweight. Yeah. Jim, you just heard Mike Furness's comments, and now I'd like to hear what you think about it.
What I think about what Mike Furness said?
Yeah,
what did Mike Furness say? Let me see if I can decipher this fumble-mouthed, dumb jock, Tennessee volunteer football playing babble into some kind of real English. You know, I'm sure they push those athletes through school anyway, especially at University of Tennessee. Reading and writing is not a requisite for a normal graduate, much less somebody that's a big star football player. But what I gather from what Mike Furness is babbling on about is that we beat him up. We handed him his butt. He got hot. His family got involved. They called his brother Doug Furness the big-time wrestling star in Japan. Doug Furness, who's been wrestling in Japan for the past 4 or 5 years, big national celebrity over there. He's going to fly home for Christmas, And it's going to be Mike and Doug Furnace teaming up against the Heavenly Bodies at Christmas Chaos. They're calling the match the Homecoming. And you know, they say these guys, Dutch, they say these guys are not only, well, at least Doug Furnace, a great wrestler, but they're great world-class athletes, right? Is that what they say?
Well, let me say, I wouldn't be a responsible journalist if I didn't bring this up, but they have both played football, and they are both power lifters, weight lifters, and Doug, I know, set some sort of powerlifting record.
Oh, I've done a little checking on that. Doug Furnace, 18 legitimate world strength records. Doug Furnace, Mike Furnace, was the fastest guard in college football, right? Timed by the Washington Redskins. They got a list. They got a record as long as my arm. As a matter, probably a police record, too. Yep. A record as long as my arm of all these achievements in athletics, both professional and in college, high school. But, hey, are we scared of football players, guys? Huh?
You see, football players get on a field with a bunch of pads, and they got to wear a helmet to protect themselves. When you get in a wrestling ring, it's nothing but flesh and bone. And you're not only looking at a couple of wrestlers, you're looking at the best, the Smoky Mountain Tag Team Champions, right, Jimbo?
Hey, Jimmy, I got to ask you a question. Are you scared of anything about the furnaces?
The only thing I'm scared of is them hairdos that they got. You know, first time I seen them, I thought it was a Jackson 5. I wanted to break down, sing a song.
Let me say this. Mike Furnace, you were a great football player at the University of Tennessee. When the coach walked up to you the first day of practice, he handed you a football. He said, "Hey, Mike, can you pass this?" Mike looked at it and said, "I'm not even sure I can swallow it."
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Furnaces. Let's cut the laughter. Let's get down to business.
Yeah.
I hate football. Ever since I've been around East Tennessee, all I hear is Tennessee Volunteers, Neyland Stadium, go Big Orange, right Top. I'm so sick and fed up with it. Neyland Stadium's a nice place to vomit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, I hate football. I hate football players. I hate people that watch football. I think they're a bunch of sissies. Wrestling is for real men, like me and the Heavenly Bodies.
Right.
And Mike Furnace, you're getting in way over your head, punk. You've never even had a match. You don't know how to wrestle. You don't know what happens when you get in that ring. Your brother Doug can tell you, because sure, he's a great wrestler, but if he graduated University of Tennessee, he's stupid. And that's the whole thing. You're strong? Hey, we don't care, because barbells don't hit back. The football players, it's all a game. There's rules, and there's referees, and there's regulations. And those college boys, they don't cheat. But you get in a wrestling ring, Christmas Chaos against the Heavenly Bodies, brother. And I guarantee you one thing. You're going to open a new page in your book. You're going to find out what happens when you get in the ring with real men. Football players, weightlifters, bodybuilders, they're nothing to the Heavenly Bodies. Christmas Chaos, the homecoming? Well, when you come home, Furnaces, you better kiss your family hello, and you better say hi to the dog and a cat, because you ain't going to spend much quality time at home. Christmas Chaos. Doug and Mike Furnace, we're waiting on you is all I can say. And we're going to spit on the University of Tennessee and show everybody that the Volunteers are exactly that, volunteering to get their butts kicked courtesy of the Heavenly Bodies.
Well, well, well.
Yeah.
Harper, okay, first off, Harper, could you see my screen?
Yeah.
Okay, I shared it during it. Doc, did you look?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Did you see Del Rey start? He popped himself on that Jackson 5 reference.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Did you? Dude, did he? He came. I don't even know what. Like, he starts doing them dances, and I was with Harper, dude. I lost it. Keep going, Doc. Keep going.
Well,
yes.
This is a legitimate, this is, you know, borderline bullying here to have Corny going up against Mike Furnace. I mean, that'd be like if I walked outside in the backyard and saw my kid like pulling the wings off of an injured bird or insect or something. I mean, come on, dude.
Dude, he brought a knife to a gunfight.
Dude, he didn't even bring that. He brought a straw or something.
Corny just verbally like
eviscerated.
Dude, he raped him with that promo.
He sodomized him.
Jesus Christ.
So here's the thing. Next week, Doug Furnace responds. And let's just say Doug Furnace might not be Ric Flair, but compared to his brother, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, agree.
And what's with the Berserker impersonation?
What you talking about?
He was doing the hand thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. That was the only thing that confused me or just kind of left me like, what? I don't know what that was about. That was just really weird. But before that, Hopper, with the dancing and...
Bro, that was great, dude. I was watching this last night. I was like, did he just bring up the fucking Jackson 5?
Dude, it was just... We say this every week. While Cornette's talking, if you just watch Del Rey, it's how do you upstage Corny? But he doesn't do it. But he's great.
He's that kid in the background of the local news dancing around trying to get on TV
with the pacifier in his mouth.
Yeah, like a kid like dancing around when there's like a fucking tornado hit. There's a kid like in the background.
Yeah.
Waving and shit.
This was utterly insane. Harper, you got any other thoughts from that?
I guess the whole Jackson 5 thing is because he has that like long curly hair.
He had an afro in college.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The personality profile told me that.
But then he started making fun of him, and that's where I like lost it because he was like, look at those hair dudes. I was like, oh, shit, he's right. Look at him. Like the current hairdo, he's got this, because I guess he's balding or whatever. Oh my God, Del Rey is. If you're just listening, you got to watch it. You got
go on the
YouTube channel. You got to have the visual. Go to the YouTube channel, tinyurl.com/BTTYouTube, because I've been uploading them there with the videos, and oh my God, it's fantastic. So if you're listening to this, go check it out. It's probably going to be at about the 40-minute mark, and holy shit, it's great. All right, we will keep going now. The Bullet versus Kevin Sullivan is up next. Singapore spike match. Killer Kyle gets involved in the match. We only really see a couple of minutes of it. The Bullet does win. Doc, did you have any thoughts from this match?
Juicy Sullivan hit Bullet in the giblets with a bell ringer.
Yes.
I didn't understand exactly why Kyle was out. I know Kyle had fought the Bullet a couple of times, but that I didn't see the relationship there. And then I was just thinking, watching Sullivan run around, and every time Sullivan's there, I mean, he's just, you know, he's doing his impersonation of the Sheik, which is awesome because it's Kevin Sullivan. I was just wondering, when's the last time Sullivan used just like a headlock in a match?
Yeah. Never.
1981 Florida? No, I don't know. I'm just joking.
So this was exactly what I thought it would be coming in, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's what it was built to be. I mean, he's on a beach cutting psychedelic promos, so it is what you would expect.
Yeah.
Harper, anything from you?
Yeah, I will say, what the fuck's Kyle doing out there? But, you know.
And I think
go ahead, Doc.
Well, my other question is this, I think, and I'm not sure, that this is our last Kevin Sullivan.
That's what I thought too, but I wasn't 100% sure. But I think this is basically the end of his Smoky Mountain time.
Oh shit!
Lots of people are transitioning out, pal. This thing's about to get a facelift.
Yeah, I mean honestly over the last 6 months, it's been kind of you got the mainstays, but you also got people coming in and out and just different stuff. So yeah, it's what it is. Okay, we'll keep going because Jim Cornette's got some big news for us right here. Here it is.
Fans, for lack of a better word, the Bullet has dodged the Bullet. Kevin Sullivan gone down 2 defeat at the hands of the Bullet, and Jim Cornette, once again, still, you don't have the mask. That's just another example, Bob Armstrong, of you beating somebody that's better than you are just because everybody around here is on your side. You've got luck that I can't believe. You've got the officials on your side, but let me tell you something. I want you out of Smoky Mountain Wrestling. I want you out of my life, Bob Armstrong. I want rid of you once and for all, and I'll do anything. I want that mask at stake at Christmas Chaos because I'm bringing in Captain Redneck, Dick Murdoch, a good friend of mine, a guy that I know can take you out, Bob Armstrong. You put that mask at stake, I'll put up anything, Dutch. I don't care what it is. I've got to get rid of this guy. I don't care if it's every penny my mother has. I don't care if it's my house. I don't care if it's my car. I'll put up everything except my dog Snuffles. I won't put up Snuffles. But anything else, Bob Armstrong, you tell me what you want, and you got it. I don't care how much it costs me. I'll put it up if you'll put that mask on the line. Oh, Dutch. It's okay, Jimmy.
Well, what you got, Doc? I know you want to say something.
Dick Murdoch, pal.
Yeah.
Just wait till next week.
He must be desperate to bring in such a low-life Russian sympathizer like Dick Murdoch.
Just wait till next week.
Jesus Christ, pal.
I mean, I for real, like, because I know what's coming, I really don't have much to say other than he just mentioned Dick Murdoch's name.
Yeah, it's hard for me. It's, you know, I try not to oversell these things. But once again, we're sitting here at a place where we're getting ready to hit one of the most famous moments of Smoky Mountain next week. Stay tuned, pals, friends, yeah. all my little sugar babies out there.
Yeah, I can't add nothing because I know what's coming next week. All I know is they said Murdoch's name. Harper,
hey, there's
you?
Bob Armstrong on the screen.
That's not Bob Armstrong.
Yes, it is.
No
it ain't. Okay. That's Harper, anything about anything from Dick Murdoch from Corny right there?
Fucking Dick Murdoch's coming.
Yeah,
wait. That's all you gotta know.
Yep.
And you gotta believe that Smoky Mountain is the kind of place where a guy like that can get his rocks off and not like in a big corporate national promotion. His best work's gonna come in these kind of places.
That shit's built for him.
Right.
Good Lord, yeah. No corporate. Oh my God, yes. Okay, well, let's keep going. We got the Bullet. He's going to respond to the challenge that was just made by Cornette. So let's hear what the Bullet has to say.
Exciting events at Christmas Chaos will be Captain Redneck Dick Murdoch being sent after this gentleman by Jim Cornette. Bullet, Cornette, we just heard Cornette say that he'll do anything. Put up all his mother's money, her car, her house, maybe even his mother, anything to get that mask off of your head.
Well, I'll tell you what, Les. There's a lot of things that he's got I'd like to have. For instance, that big Cadillac he drives, that big fine home his mother lives in, maybe about half her fortune to do me. There's a lot of things he's got that I'd love to have, because Dick Murdoch is a tough man, and just going up against him for nothing, you know, that'd take an idiot, and I'm no fool.
He's a tough man.
I've been here a while. He's sent a lot of bounty hunters against me, but I guess Murdoch is about the biggest. I'd say he's about 6'6 or 7, weighs about 300 pounds. Much bigger man than me. But I don't think he's got a bigger heart than I have. And I'll tell you what, the more I think about it, I'll tell you what, I do have an idea.
And what would that be?
Well, I'll tell you what I do. Let me think about it. There is one thing that Jim Cornette has that I would love to have. And not only me, I think everybody in Smoky Mountain area would love to have and love to see me have.
And
I'll just tell you about it next week. How about that?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Next week, the Bullet's going to let us know what Jim Cornette has that he really wants. Be with us, please.
I mean, that's how you set the hook to make you tune in next week. So, Harper, what do you have from that?
I got to see what the fuck he wants from Jim Cornette. The fuck?
I agree.
I hope it Snuffles the dog.
Yeah, I want Snuffles.
You know, a part about that from Corny that's so funny is he really is a dog lover. So, like, that was a shoot.
Sure.
But anyway.
He wanted us to nuke the whole Korean peninsula because they eat dogs over there.
He got banned from Twitter.
Yes. His canine love of canines got him kicked off of Twitter for a while.
That's crazy. Really?
Yes.
Yeah, he got.
They did it when the Olympics came up.
Right.
There was all that, and he was made aware of the fact that they eat dogs on that peninsula, and he's like, "Well, fuck, just bombing North Korea. We should nuke the whole damn thing."
Yeah, he said it on Twitter to nuke the whole fucking peninsula, and they banned his ass for a week.
Was they like that?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't say it as, you know, it was souped up a little bit with cornyism.
Yeah, come on, I mean, it's Cornette. You know how he is, dude. He works himself up, and he starts fucking firing away. Okay,
man,
so
look at this asshole on the screen, dude.
Well, let's not wait. we got Tammy and Ryan Lee with Les right here, and they're gonna talk about this three-way match for the Smoky Mountain Wrestling Heavyweight title. And Doc is calling Brian Lee an asshole, but here it is.
Christmas Chaos. It's a triple threat match. The Smoky Mountain title on the line. Tracy Smothers.
He's got the Camaro outside, Doc. I mean, Harper.
Prime time. Brian Lee, battle it out for that title. Miss Tammy?
You know, this is so unfair. It is so unfair. It's unbelievable. Not
one man couldn't beat Brian. So now what? They're bringing two men in the ring to try to beat Brian for the belt. It's not going to happen. You know, not only two, there's three against one. There's that little hussy, the dirty white girl out there, and she tries to get her hands on Brian every chance she gets because she's got that fat redneck slob to hang around with, and I have Brian. She's just jealous. But it's just so unfair, and I'm not used to putting up with things that I don't like, Brian.
Tammy, I'll tell you what we have here. We have a bunch of hometown cooking, a bunch of rednecks. Tracy Smothers, you couldn't get the job done. White boy, you couldn't get the job done. What's next? You gonna bring a knife to the ring? You gonna have 10 against me? You might even bring Les out of retirement trying to jump on me because you can't get it done. Tammy Fitch is the first lady of professional wrestling. Primetime Brian Lee's a Smoky Mountain champion, and that's just the way we're coming in, and that's just the way we're leaving. We're out of here.
Christmas Chaos, you won't want to miss it.
Okay, Doc, your thoughts.
I liked it because I like that line she gave right at the end of I'm not used to getting things that I don't like or something like that or that I don't want. So, and then she turned over and like leaned into PBL, so that was good. He wasn't bad there. He kept it short, hometown cooking, bringing knives out, Les out of retirement. I mean, it was all right.
Yeah, Les gave a little nod to that.
His look is just getting progressively more heelish.
Oh, yeah, it's, he looks like a straight
trash bag, man.
Yes. It's great. He looks like a trash bag. Harper, what did you say? I mentioned a Camaro comment. He looks like the guy that's just got the freaking Camaro in the back.
Yeah. Full of cigarette ashes. In the back, and he's got a bumper sticker that says no fat chicks on the back of it.
Full of cigarette butts.
Yeah, cigarette butts in a fucking ashtray, a beer can rolling around on the fucking floorboard.
Yeah. And somewhere in that car is one of those little bottles of ass pockets of Mad Dog 2020.
Good Lord. Okay, well, that was really good. I do agree. It was short, sweet, to the point. I like to say it like that. The Bruise Brothers versus the Heavenly Bodies gang fight matches up next. Let me just go through my notes and then I'll throw it to you all. Jimmy Del Rey at the beginning gets his head put through the table. Did you see that, Hopper?
Yes.
Good
Lord.
That
looked great.
It did. Doc, did you see that part?
Yes. I was thinking a door in the ring. Is this ECW?
It was a gang fight, so there you have it. Cornette breaks out the ether. He takes out one of the Bruise Brothers, but the other is still up, and that Bruise Brother takes it out on Corny and sends him upside down into a table. And then the Bruise Brothers take the ether rag, and they knock out Dr. Tom. Dr. Tom won't get up, and the Bruise Brothers win the gang fight because he was out for the 10 count. After the match, chaos ensues. Moondogs hit the ring, and they attack the Bruise Brothers. Rock and Roll hit the ring to help out. More chaos ensues. For the record, the Rock and Roll Express and Moondog matches at the 4 days of Thanksgiving Thunder all ended in a no contest each night during the tour. So, I don't have any other notes. Doc, do you have anything else from this match you thought was notable?
Moondogs come in and it just ruined it all for
me. Yeah, really, man.
It just went to shit.
These guys need to go.
They suck, bro.
Well, one of them is one of the old Moondogs. The other one is just that kid
I don't care
that looks
who
like
they are.
Fraggle Rock.
Yeah.
I didn't hate the Moon. See, here's my problem with the Moondogs. I was telling Fake Stan Lane this on Twitter, I think. I can't remember. Y'all know my memories of the Moondogs were freaking WWF.
Okay.
When they were jobbing for Hogan. So I never saw the Memphis Moondogs. The Moondogs were the shits to me because they were Hogan's jobbers. Now one of them was actually a champion in Mid-South, but he wasn't a Moondog at the time. His name slipping my mind.
You can go through all the different Groucho, Harpo, whatever. These two do nothing for me, and they need to leave.
I hear you. All right. So, any other thoughts, Doc, on the match?
No.
Doc, Harper, you?
It was garbage, man.
I mean, well, fucking Del Rey did. I mean, he was the star of it.
Dude, right. He's awesome, bro. Did you think when Stan Lane left that they would not only replace him, but find someone like Del Rey to just – he's the star of this shit, man.
Yeah.
He's a train wreck, and it's great. All right, so nothing else, Hopper?
No.
All right, I am not playing this Bruise Brothers promo at the end.
No.
good Lord.
Let's go to the end.
Yeah, so
they're giving us the go-home cue.
Yeah, bro, it was the shits.
Time to ride off in the sunset.
Yeah, we need to do these disability checks, don't we? I mean,
Yeah. Do that first.
Come on now. Before we do that, we need some 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, so please give it to us. I want to thank my old friend Joe Stassi from Old School Pro Wrestling Lives and the ICW Outlaws of Pro Wrestling Facebook pages. Go join those if you haven't already done so. And then do us a favor. Go to our Pro Wrestling Tees store. You can get there by going to facebook.com/bookingtheterritory and click shop now, and it'll bring you to the store. Also, if you look at the show notes, you will see the T Public store and the Pro Wrestling Tees store there. So pick up a couple T-shirts. The Harper's got a new T-shirt. Instead of ladies' lines to the right, that one is still available. There's also one that says "Living the Dream, Brother."
So, yeah,
there you go. It's great. I love it. We sold one. It just got posted last night, and it already sold. So there you go, Harper. I now owe you a little bit more money. There it is.
Fucking right.
There you go. And then don't forget to use our Amazon referral link. It's tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. Great way to support this show on an ongoing basis. Go pick up Bobby Blaze's book, Pin Me, Pay Me, with a lot of Smoky Mountain stories in it. He talks about the Smoky Mountain, quote-unquote, race riot of 1993 that we're actually coming upon soon in the territory. We won't cover it on the show. I'm just saying. There's a cool story about that there. But anyway, tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. Disability checks. Doc, you go first. I'll go first next week.
This was not my favorite episode, because the clips back to the big show weren't as exciting as I wanted them to be.
Agree.
So, without belaboring the point, oh, and by the way, the mummy is a severe penalty.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to say 7.3.
Jesus, and you gave it more than me.
And I feel like I'm being generous.
I think you are. I gave it a 7.
I was going to give it a solid 7.
I think Del Rey's performance and Corny's performance dug it out a little bit for me.
Yeah.
See, you make a good point about that, because the thing is, we made fun of Mike Furness, right? But
yeah,
the great part about that is Corny and Del Rey, the follow-up after we saw that shit, was just fantastic. Like it.
Yeah.
It literally raised what we saw, because it was like, oh, look at Furness out there looking just like Harper said, the donkey from Winnie the Pooh. And then Corny comes out there and rips him a new asshole. And then that damn Jackson 5 deal with freaking Del Rey dancing was ridiculously comical. So I'm with you, man. I'm going 7. Harper went 7. Doc, this is one of the first times you've gone higher than me and Harper, I got to say. So there's that. All right. We shall keep going. We got to do the Government Cheese Award, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
Government Cheese Award is brought to you by longtime member of the show, member of the BTT Army, Shard Johnson. Thanks, Shard, for naming it. And we will do that now. So Government Cheese, because based on what we agreed upon a couple of weeks back, Cornette and Del Rey in that segment are getting it. Doc, you.
Me.
Yeah. It's from that same segment.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. And that's a great contender.
Contender?
This is gonna surprise you.
Oh god!
But for having to wrestle with that damn mummy, I'm giving the government cheese to Tim Horner.
Holy shit! Oh god! What the hell is wrong with you? Did you drink too? How much did you have to drink this morning?
This morning none. But let's not talk about last night.
See, he's drunk. He's drunk. You hear him, Silva, Robert Silva. He's drunk again. He's a hangover. He drinks constantly. Okay. Harper, who are you giving yours to?
It goes to Del Rey, bro. The fucking Jackson 5.
It's hard to describe how much we were laughing, right?
Yeah, that shit was great.
I'm definitely... I don't know how you not give it to him.
It sucks that he's dead.
Can you imagine getting him on a show?
I bet he feels the same way.
Imagine him on the show telling stories.
Yeah, no, man. That's what I'm saying.
Good
Imagine him and Van Horn in the same car trying to bust out the same questionable rats.
Imagine him, Del Rey, and Primetime Brian Lee in the same car.
Mm.
God, can you imagine the rat stories coming out of that and the Jezebels? Holy shit. Okay. Man, that was good. Thanks again for listening, everybody. Remember, if you're not a patron, go to tinyurl.com/BTTPatron. It is a great way to support the show for $2 a month or more, which can get you a t-shirt, depending on the level you choose. You will get all the access to all the patron-only content, which is 70, approaching 80 shows at this point. So 80, counted 80 patron-only shows are almost up at this time. So we'd appreciate it. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTTPatron. Shout out to my friends at Wrestling Podcast About Nothing. ROH's Brian Malonis, Mike Crockett. They do their thing every single Monday. Just search Wrestling Podcast About Nothing wherever you get your podcast from. And then also shout out Joe Murata and Michael Quinn from Our Vantage Point Retro Wrestling Podcast for all their plugs and help and support of the show. Thank you very much, Joe and Quinn. Appreciate it. Again, it's Our Vantage Point OVP Podcast. They actually have a Facebook page too. You should go join it. I don't know the exact link off the top of my head, but it's a good show. Check it out, everybody. And that's all I got. Shout out to all the patrons. Thank you for all your help and support of the show. And we're going to get out of here. Doc, you got anything else?
Nope.
Harper, anything else from you?
No, let's roll.
Harper, hit the tagline and take us home.
Book it, bitch.